No. It is 6:32, and I will call the Village of Alloway Plan Commission meeting to order. It's 6:32, and we're at the Alloway Village Hall. Our first order of business is roll call. Hanson?
Present.
Dart?
Here.
Colada?
Present.
Retzloff?
Here.
Kornowski?
Present.
Paprud? Present. And Howard Rupp is excused. Next item is to modify or adopt the agenda. We need to insert the word preliminary approval or before plan development district for item number 6. So we will, Quick Trip is requesting a preliminary approval for their plan development district this evening. And then I would like to move number 7 up before number 6, the update on the corridor study, because it does somewhat involve this area of the village.
Just a question on the agenda in our meeting minutes from February.
Yes.
It indicated that we were to get additional information from the county on the bicycle pedestrian plan update and have more discussion on that, but it's absent from the agenda. Is there a reason?
I did receive more information from Cole last week from Grant County, but it wasn't in time to make it to the agenda.
Okay.
Are there any other questions or modifications to the agenda?
Move to approve the modified agenda.
Retzloff makes a motion to approve the modified agenda. Trustee Dart seconds. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Now the minutes from the February 23rd meeting. Have you had a chance to take a look at those? Comments or changes that are needed?
Move to approve.
Second.
There's a motion to approve. That's not seconded. Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next item on the agenda is announcements. Trevor, do you have any announcements?
No.
Okay, no announcements. Moving on to number 5, public appearances. Is there anybody in the public that wishes to speak on anything on our agenda or any other item? Please come up to the podium. Please come up to the podium and state your name and address for the record.
My name is John Shear. That's S-H-I-E-R, resident at 22 Webster Heights Drive. I wish to speak to the proposal regarding the Quick Trip. Number of observations. By the way, I served on this plan commission for a number of years, some time ago. One of my least fond memories was the night that we approved a change of zoning for a bank, which is to be located at the corner of Poirier?
No.
Garland.
What?
Garland and Webster.
Yeah, and Webster. And all the neighbors came to the public hearing. They thought, hey, great, a bank right there on the corner was a great idea. So we approved rezoning that land commercial. Then the bank decided they did not want to come in, and we ended up with a video store. And the neighbors were really unhappy. They didn't know that once you rezone commercial, that anybody could come in. So my point is that rezoning a very precious piece of property there for a Quick Trip is fine, except Quick trip to site, they don't want to come. We've opened that land up for almost anything. Number two, I would like to suggest that the last thing in the world we need is a quick trip in that location. We have very fine gas stations located just a few blocks either side of that location. A brand new convenience store gas station is located right there at the corner of Alloway Avenue and Webster. I think there are higher and better uses for that piece of property, whether anybody has bid on them or not. We are a population, especially here in Alloway, of folks who are aging. And there is a growing demand for assisted living facilities or for independent living facilities, which are not multi-story, which are single-story units. I wish we had one. At any rate, I want to strongly urge the commission not to approve a rezoning of that piece of land for a quick trip. Not just for a quick trip, but almost any other commercial use which has no real demand in this area, except the competition for existing locally owned businesses. I mean, quick trip is, it's sort of like the Walmart of convenience stores. And I stop at quick trips a lot when I'm traveling. But I really don't think we need a quick trip located right there on Webster Avenue across from the bank and where all the other resources this village needs already exist. Any questions? Thank you. Thank you.
I just want to clarify, this isn't the rezoning, it's a planned development district, so it's specific to a quick trip. If it was approved and quick trip didn't go in, it wouldn't be a video store.
Thank you. Well, then I'll confine my comments to saying we do not need a quick trip. Given all the other existing businesses, both grocery and fuel, that are already in the area.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I appeared here at the last meeting requesting that this committee consider a pedestrian byway for the west side of Riverside Drive between Highway 172 and Stanbaugh Road, and then continue that as an alternative to the sidewalk for the proposed expansion of State Highway 57, with the byway going using the Fox River Trail from Highway 172 down to St. Francis Park. Today I appear before you with a petition, a formal petition, asking this committee to move forward and ask the village board to install a pedestrian byway from 172 to Stanbaugh Road. I call it the Taft Riverside Pedestrian Byway. It would be on the west side of the road where the state DOT is required to put in the sidewalk already. And what I'm asking for is for the village to pay and go ahead and put in a crushed gravel pedestrian walkway that would connect the Taft Street neighborhood with the Fox River Trail as both the new connection at Heritage Hill, and it would also permit them easy access to the new connection at Sunset Park that we just paid for. So that would give the Taft Street neighborhood access to the new parks and the waterfront that currently does not exist. So I'd like to pass my petition to you. It's simply a map with an outline of the crushed gravel byway that I'd like to see. And if I could pass it out, I'd appreciate it.
If you could pass that out, we can't act on that because it's not on the agenda.
Right. So okay. I'll be presenting it to the at a request of the board at the next meeting, which is a week from Tuesday, and I'll also be asking them to consider that.
Okay. There's no meeting that date.
So it hasn't been posted that it's a big candidate.
Election day?
I know.
But there usually isn't a meeting.
There was one last time.
Was there?
Yes, there was. Okay. The businesses and the residents on the east side of Riverside Drive also support this. They'd like to see something like this happen on the west side. Thank you.
Is there anyone else here from the public that would like to speak? Moving on, the update on the corridor studies. Trevor?
Well, we did have a open house on Thursday night. We presented some conceptual plans for different areas throughout the village. The next stage will be interviewing some more stakeholders, looking at some of the stormwater, parking, and farming, and really kind of trying to focus these plans into something that's more developed. The next meeting will be a plan commission meeting in April 27th. And that will be a joint one in North Square as well.
Can you just identify in the map behind you, Trevor, the areas that they've identified?
Sure.
In the corridor study, or the areas that they're looking at?
Sure. In some of the preliminary concepts they presented on Thursday night, they looked at area of Marine Street, redeveloping that area. They also looked at some of this area at the intersection of St. Joseph and Riverside Drive, partly on the Diocese property, as well as some of this land across the street on the west side. And they also looked at here down at Riverside Drive and Alley Avenue, redeveloping some office complexes. Then their biggest area was the development of St. Joseph and Fletcher Avenue. We kind of identify that as a potential site for a downtown area. And then the final area, the area we looked at was the overall park.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Are there any questions on the update, the corridor study?
Well, there be any assessment of in the corridor study comparing it to our comprehensive plan, and such that there would be a report to the Planning Commission?
There would be. I'm not sure what the plan represents to the Planning Commission in April, but in the final report there will be some sort of analysis for the conference.
Okay, thanks.
Trevor, just for the sake of the guests or audience tonight, can you just go a little bit over the timeline, because this is a aggressive kind of planning, and I think it's important that we keep that in mind before we make any major decisions, that we would really like to see some of this information first.
All right. Originally, back in November, when we first talked about doing the corridor study, we asked to follow the timeline that was set up by the DOT for Riverside Drive, so that some of the development plans could work with some of the developments that we have in the bed. Then, after asking or accepting Grape as the consultant for the project, we also asked them to look at Fletcher Avenue as well, and after them follow that same timeline and have the completed plan done by the first part of July. Pretty aggressive, but definitely doable as far as the next big area. So right now, they have some of the preliminary concepts. The best case scenarios of everything that's worked out. So right now, they're also looking at some of the market analysis. Stakeholders and landowners in the area and see what's going to be the
I think it's also my understanding that for some of the areas they had a that scenario worked out, but they're working on a second set of scenarios. So, you know, these are one possibility, but our next thing is to look at another possibility for different areas.
That's great.
We should also mention that a lot of the scenarios that they're laying out were based on the participation of those that were in attendance. Various maps were laid out, and the participants that were there at the both of the open houses would indicate ideas that they had for those various areas. So a lot of that has come from the general public.
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you, Trevor. The next item on the agenda is the approval of petition from Quick Trip requesting preliminary approval for their planned development district on parcels AL51, 50-12, 50-13, located at 1910 South Webster Avenue.
I am going to recuse myself from the section of planning decisions based on my participation as part of the design team for the corridor study. This parcel is part of the corridor study that should be placed in this corridor.
Do you want to summarize this, Trevor?
Sure. And there are two representatives from the church present today, and they will be more detailed about the proposed development. We did include in the agenda packet some of the site plan that were given by the church for the site. And while it's important to look at the details of the site plan, tonight's decision really is going to be whether or not the land use and the idea of the trip for that site deserves further study. And then just for the audience, if you want to go through the feedback process.
Sure.
So this is a preliminary review, and this is just looking at the idea of this trip. There will be some, I'm sure, concerns with some of the site plans that were submitted, but the recommendation either way from the Plan Commission tonight will go to the Village Board, and from there will be whether or not the Village wishes to see further plans or discussion of the culture at this location. From there, if the Village Board agrees that they wish to see further discussion and review, then Quick Trip will submit a final plan set that will go through the Plan Commission, and if it goes past that, then there would be a public hearing and the Planning Board for the final approval.
Trevor, do you want to go? Evidently, the staff has taken a look at these plans from all different angles, and we have a list in our packet just stating some of the concerns that the staff has pointed out. Maybe we can go over those first?
Sure.
Or do we want a different approach? I'm not sure.
All right, yeah. So we did have the Public Works Department review this, and they had some concerns with some of the sanitary, where the sanitary lines were drawn. We spoke with the engineer, they were taking care of that. Then some of the other comments Public Works submitted were basic quality issues. Then some of the other staff comments, there were some of the zoning conditions. And these are requirements set forth in our releases for a gas station.
residential development.
So with this being a PDE, there is some flexibility there, except for the stuff with the signs. And it's in our ordinance that we can't go outside of what it says for the sign code through a PDD process. There are also, towards the end of the 13, staff noted that comprehensive plan calls for developments with smaller setbacks and buildings that are more pedestrian friendly. And then with the recommendation that rotating the site plan 90 degrees would more accurately reach this goal. And we did discuss this with the engineer from Portrait, and I'm sure that we can talk more about that. Then a lot of the other stuff has to do with some site designs and some pedestrian access to the site. And then the final one would be the provide access or some sort of easement to the property to the northwest, right behind the Wells Fargo, with future development.
Were these comments given to the Quick Trip representatives?
Yes, they were emailed.
Okay.
That egress that you're talking about right now, there's no access to that land back there. If I remember correctly.
That's correct.
So that land is just vacant back there?
Landlocked?
Correct.
With the Quick Trip representatives, do they have a presentation for us? Or something you'd like to show?
My name is Hans Ezekiel, 1626 4th Street, across Wisconsin. I'm the director of real estate. And Steve Lowe is from our engineering department. He'll go through the slides with you. And so I've been the director of real estate for Quick Trip for about 16 years. Our family owns the company, so I've got a vested interest in how we're represented in a community. And so I think I'll be experienced enough to explain what we're doing, and I'll be able to answer any of your questions straightforward and honestly. We have a couple rules at Quick Trip. One is that we are not allowed to lie, so I don't. But I will tell you the bluntest truth that I can about stuff. So generally, as a rule of thumb, I never speak against competition. I know that almost every planning commission or council meeting that I go to, our competition will come and speak against us. To that extent, you know, I would answer any specific questions that you would direct back at me about things you've heard about us, whether in this meeting or privately, about competition. We believe in a free market. We believe that the Constitution grants that with equal protection clause. To the extent that we're a good company, I would just like to tell you that we are a family-owned company that at the end of the year gives 40% of our profits back to co-workers who are the highest paid co-workers in the convenience store industry. The building that we build, the total investment with land and equipment is going to be north of $5 million. The annual salary for the people working in the stores is going to be north of $500,000. We'll have about 30 employees there, a third of those full-time. Well, full-time employees have full health insurance. Our company has been, you know, number one or two best companies to work for in Wisconsin for, you know, many recent years as I can remember. That's something that's voted on by the employees of the company. We have 14,000 of them. And so if we weren't a good company, there's no way that you could make that list. And so what I'm saying is, if we bring Quick Trip in, you're not bringing in the video store, you're bringing a good company, and we understand what a PDD is. And I think most of you know what the new Quick Trip stores look like. And so we are a company that I think is ranked and graded as one of the better companies in the state of Wisconsin. As a family-owned company, we've done all our tax planning for a couple of generations, and so this company will be owned by the Zemo family for a very, very long time. And so if you've watched the progress of Quick Trip over the last 15 years and seen what we've become, we're becoming more and more and more of a fresh market. And that's what Alloway will be getting. I think the people of Alloway, from what I've heard, would be very happy to have us here. Again, there will be people that will compete against us that will not like us. And we don't want to apologize for being good at what we do. And I would ask you, if you have specific questions about things you've heard about us, I will tell you the honest answer about those. And if you don't ask me of those, you know, that would make me even a little happier, because I'd just rather not dwell on that, but rather on the project at hand. The elevation you see is our building. We build all LEED standards. One of the only communities or companies or companies in the country that does that. If you've seen our stores, you know what they look like. It'll be an all-brick building, four-sided architecture. We'll sneak ahead to the site plan. I can talk about the site plan a little bit and the orientation of the site plan on the property and how we work through that. This is an interesting piece of property in that there are specific access points and there are specific grade issues with this plan. So you have the gas canopy facing Webster and the car wash on the left side, and then the building itself is on the south side of the property. And all of the equipment is on the roof, so you won't be able to see it. You'll be able to see the parapet wall. You won't be able to see any of the equipment. To the extent that we do understand the concept of bringing the buildings closer to the road, and we'd like to do that whenever we can. The first plan that we did bring forward had the building in the center and the convenience store to the right side of the site plan, to the south. But because of the grade issues and the access issues, that just didn't work. So the only way to make this work with the grade issues as they drop off in Webster is to face it this way. The benefit of having it face this way is the fuel canopy then does face Webster, as opposed to, you know, the Bishop's House. If we had it the other way, you'd be able to look up underneath the gas canopy. And although all of the lighting on it is the 90-degree cutoff lighting, for the people behind the redevelopment that would have them back, this would be preferable, I think, for that. We do show the driveway out to St. Joseph. You know, we'll be here for a very, very long time, and as all of Webster redevelops, I don't think that there's any guarantee that the full access points on Webster remain in the same place. And so I think there's value in us having an outlet out to St. Joseph. If it becomes very busy, it's a lot easier for people then to get out to that stoplight to make their turn. And so that's the reason for that particular concept. Is it expensive to do? Yes. But I think it guarantees that this site is workable and viable for some time into the future. Now, this site has been for sale for a long time, maybe 4 or 5 years. I know that the first time I looked at it was probably about 3 years ago, and we passed on it because of the grade issues and the access difficulties and so on and so forth. But at the same time, as we grow, we think Alloway is a very good place to be. It's not necessarily a traffic corridor, but it is a good market. We would look at this as more of a neighborhood-type store as opposed to a highway store. And to that extent, many people see us as a very small, fresh market. One of the reasons the competition doesn't like us so much is we have our own dairy and bakery and commissary and distribution, and we make all of our own products and deliver them fresh every day. And because we do that, you can get milk that was, you know, the day before in a cow, and now it's in the store, and it's pretty fresh. And then we can sell it probably about the same price somebody else can buy wholesale. And again, we don't want to apologize for putting together a vertically integrated system that delivers fresh products at a very, very good price. And that is probably the number one reason people like Pickford. And it's a system that serves our company, it serves our co-workers, but it really does serve communities. And people enjoy having those things. Then to the site plan itself, on the very far north side, you see the underground storage tanks. That's where the fuel goes. The storm pond would be south of the road. If you wanted to go now forward, as far as the staff comments, I'm here to show some of the landscaping. All of the staff comments as far as landscaping and all those things, we can meet all of those. Hopefully I've addressed why we can't situate the building facing south. That was our first choice, and to see if it would be physically possible to do it, we can do it. In this particular email, there wasn't reference to an access through this property, although I have heard that comment that they need to have access through this property. Although people that have said that an access through this property would be nice, haven't shown a plan how to do that. And in fact, I did on the way speak with the project manager from Greg Engineering quite at length about that particular issue and the corridor study and a couple of things that she said. And the planner, I think, she talked to you after she talked to you, I believe. Girl, if I say something that's untrue, please correct me.
Just a question, what do you mean by access through the property?
Access through the property to adjacent properties behind.
Okay.
And for a number of reasons, if we could do that, that would be great. But for a number of reasons, that would not be viable. Number one is the grade. So if you brought access off of Webster to the back piece of property because the grade drops off 8 feet in the back, you know, you'd have a road that would be at a pretty extreme angle. It would gobble up the entire valuable piece of property here on Webster in order to gain that access. That access point then would undoubtedly need to be a full access point. The first full access point on the north does not have a designated left turn lane, so that probably wouldn't be the better one. The next one does have a designated left turn lane, and that's the full access off of Webster currently to U.S. Bank and then to this site. But that left turn lane is decidedly a short left turn lane. That's also the full access, I believe, into McDonald's. This is one of the reasons that we think having this panhandle access out to St. Joseph long-term would solve any future traffic problems that there probably wouldn't be any now, but in the future there may be. And so how to bring an access point through there would be extremely difficult. The easier way to do it, there's a private drive through that is at grade with that site, or if the entire site was developed to bring that access off of St. Joseph. For any significant development out there, I think that access off of an existing side street with full access on the Webster would probably be quite a bit better. So I did discuss this quite at length with planner from Craig. And they said that was just an idea that they thought out, but they had not worked through the grading issues or the practical ones. They said, hey, it would be nice if it would work. She also assured me it probably wouldn't be an issue tonight, but I told her I thought it probably would be. So that is one of the reasons I asked her that question. But from a practical standpoint, to do that, you really have to sacrifice this particular lot. Now, as far as planning goes, I did discuss with her what their thoughts were on a convenience store. Then pushed a little hard, and they said, well, they did do their economic development study, and they said that the market would call for one. And I said, well, we feel the same thing. But at the same time, you know, property rights and the equal protection that everybody deserves under the law really shouldn't come into play when you consider what particular uses come in. You know, the ordinances are there, planning ordinances, so that you guys have to make the very tough decisions that you have to make. And being a planning commission member is not easy. I know that. I would never do it. But you have to look at it. You have to look at property rights of the diocese, development rights of the company footprint, the property rights that come along with zoning and planning that really belong to the entire village of Alloway, and then look at all of those things. If you look at only one, then you fall into fault. And so the law has that three-tiered stool. We have to look at all of those, and I encourage you to do that. So to the extent that I think I pushed the planner pretty hard, what do they see in the plan? Do you see anything other than she said that they would show a quick trip in this plan and they thought that it would be a fit? Now, is it their job to make those decisions? I think it's their job to give you these options. I don't know how planners work, and it's your job to make the decisions. In the end, I hope you consider all of those. The property rights of the property owner to utilize their property under the existing ordinances. The rights of the developer, this would be me, to have equal and fair access to property, understanding that we're not always going to be permitted, and the wish of the village of Alloway that we wouldn't have a quick trip here. I mean, we would like to know that earlier than later. Just tell us up front. It won't hurt my feelings. But it'll hurt them a little bit, but not as much as you think. I would rather have you tell us right up front that you don't want us here than string it all out and try to find another reason to deny. So just be very frank about that, because it'll save us time, the diocese time, media time, and everybody time. But I do think it is a pretty good fit. And I do think, from what we understand, since it became public that we're coming here, the number of comments that we've got in have been pretty significant. If we can move quickly to the grading plan, I'll show those grades that I talked about. Now, many people probably can't understand a grading plan here, but to that extent, I hope you'll be able to hear me a little bit. Now, I'm going to walk over to the site plan, and then engineers are so smart. They make everything easy for the real estate guys. But I'll just walk over there and show you, especially on the left corner of this property where it drops off, what those grades mean. So each of these lines is a grade line. And now here's 58, up there it's 60. As we get down here, it drops off. And then as they get closer, then these are deeper ones. This is the stormwater pond, so you see that they get much shallower. The problem is that we're going to have a wall about 8 feet high here to get this level, this property flat, for us to develop a flat a property. We don't really want more than a 1 or 1.5% grade on the property, because that creates a number of issues. And so with this steep area right here, the concept of bringing an access off of the site, even if you graded it all down to a 5 or 7% slope, which we really don't want for any kind of a development, gaining access off of this would be physically unviable. So So access from St. Joseph over here would be more likely. And for a piece of property that's really not for sale right now, that's for future access or future development, to stop present development based on that, I don't think it would be tremendously wise. So here's that far corner. If access could ever come through the bank, it probably would be easier than through this particular piece of property, because the property slopes up, creating less of a great issue here than it does on the quick trip site. And so, to be quite honest, I was a little disappointed to get the letter from the planners that they proposed a concept that was non-viable. And so, you know, so it's out there, but it's not viable. And so I guess it's for the entire project, probably a little bit of a trip line that you can see past. If you have specific questions about that, you can ask me, or I'm sure that the village staff has the answers on that. To the, specifically, to all of the staff notes, again, we agree with all of those there, the signage, probably overzealous on the signage. We would love to be able to spin it sideways, but we can't. This is the one that probably works the best. So I believe that we can make all of the staff recommendations work. We have one of the best landscape architects, I think, in Wisconsin, and she will do a job creating a landscape plan here. That's excellent. As far as the ones from Public Works, we agree with all of those. We believe that we can make all of those requirements work. So from a civil design standpoint, the only thing we probably can't do is go in sideways, but that was the first one that we proposed, and unfortunately just would not work for us. So to that, unless there's any specific question, and I guess I hope there is, because I'm sure I missed something, I'd be happy to answer those about, you know, about our company, about this site plan, our operations, even if you've heard, you know, bad or nasty things about us. If there are bad and nasty things, I'll pass up to them. If they're not, I'd like to correct them. I did get a phone call this morning, you know, from someone who was concerned that probably the anti-competition thing might be a little bit of an issue for me today. And I said, hey, don't worry about that. I have some time. I'm big, so I can take it. So to that extent, if you had any questions, I'd be honest as I can and answer them.
Anybody would like to start?
Just a few things. While you're talking about the specifics of the site, my comments were going to be true to the agenda, in that we're supposed to be looking at the concept of the quick trip rather than the grading plans and the site plans at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe Trevor can answer this question. From Austin's grocery store to the Webster Avenue Market, do you know the distance between those two points offhand? I was trying to look it up on my phone. I couldn't find it. Is it a mile, 2 miles?
That's about the whole length of the village?
Close, yeah.
5 miles.
Is it all 5 miles? Okay. And then, so in my mind, I'm looking at this, it doesn't seem like that Webster Avenue would necessarily be a food desert. So with the convenience model, that concept doesn't sit with me real well with where this is located. And it's also not a gasoline desert by any means, with the number of gas stations that are serving that area. So my question really for the Planning Commission is what does this use solve? And I realized that from the comprehensive plan that was adopted, I think it was 2004, was a revision or whatever it was, that it is a strategic goal to develop the Dyson property, to sell and develop that property. But again, you know, what does this use solve for in Webster Avenue in this current environment?
Do you want to answer for you?
I got you. Yeah, I mean,
okay.
That's fine. Or
Planning
Commission
to
talk about it.
You're absolutely correct on the first one. This meeting was not supposed to get into specifics. I did spend quite a bit of time with the engineer from Gray going over those very things, but since all of those issues are out there, you know, this cross-access through and all of that stuff, unfortunately, has got to that, so all of those things came up. To the concept of competition, which is really what it is, there's a couple of things to look at there. And number one is different people are going to have different ideas. And then the question is it the responsibility of the municipal government, whether it's planning commission or city council, to determine how much of any particular business model should be in their community, and that really comes under, you know, the equal protection clause or under restraint and trade issue, which is a different issue, and I don't know that good planning is necessarily part of that. Certainly that's been contested backwards and forwards. I know up here in Green Bay, I don't read the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that much, but you know, it is an issue that's out there. If it was pizza places, it probably wouldn't be an issue. But in convenience stores, it probably is an issue. I would encourage the village to look at that concept. Although there certainly are studies, Grape Engineering in particular, that have said that they have done a study on that, and they see that a new convenience store would be something that would fit. Certainly, we're pretty good at that. We're a generous company, but we're not a non-profit company. We are a for-profit company. And so we want to put in facilities where it is something that is viable. Another thing that happens with competition is competition raises the bar for everybody. And so if you want to see any sector of the retail world go up in quality, you have to bring quality in. And to the extent that other competitors don't want us in, that probably means that quality is a little bit better. Otherwise, it probably wouldn't matter. And so even though we never do it, I've never been at a meeting speaking against competition ever, we understand that other people will do that, and they will come to you personally and say, you know, boy, these guys are going to hurt us. Can you please keep QuickTrip out? And to the extent that happens, I know it happens, and just try to remember the role of planning commission members in this whole thing. And they're a great grocer. Our company grew out of Gateway Foods, who was the original grocery supplier for them. So they'll know my uncle if the original owners are around.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to insinuate that I was talking about the competition. I'm really not. I'm just talking about uses.
Okay, but that would be the same thing. So in a free market concept, the government allows the market itself to determine what happens, not the government. And so this would be, you know, the government versus the free market. And so it's hard to do pseudo-free market, assuming they're all government-controlled or all free market, but it's to do pseudo. Then the government gets to pick the winners and the losers. And I understand this. It took me a while to really understand this concept. And in a free market, because we used to be a little guy, we always thought we were shit squashed. And so we really worked at becoming a better company. Because if you can remember what QuickTrip was like 15 years ago, they were not nice. They were white vinyl stores, and they sold beer, cigarettes, and pop. And it was not a good concept, and we knew it wasn't a good concept. So we tried to change and make it a better convenience store model and concept. And to the extent that you do that, that's part of the free market. Because we were going to fail if we stayed as we were. We would have died. But then what we did is we took this, which was truly a plain bargain convenience store, and then turned it into a really nice convenience store concept. And so that's what the free market can do. Now, as the free market works, will there be winners and losers? They will be, but they won't be determined by a municipal government. They'll be determined by the free market. And, you know, they say it's a dog-eat-dog world, and it is. Competition is hard. And you guys are in a tough spot because you have to have the wisdom of Solomon to look at the three legs of the table. You know, you got to look at property rights, developers' rights, which is really the free market concept, and then the zoning ordinances and making decisions. And to the extent that you do that, then you all have to look at that and say, okay, you know, as long as everybody's treated equally and fairly, yeah, that's the way it is. And so sometimes we're denied. We try to not ever go into the sites where we are tonight, but sometimes we are, and we understand that, and we'll try to go through the process and be as honest as we can about it. So I hope that answers the question in a short summary.
Yeah, no question about being a great company. Absolutely not. So my comments were more for the planning commission to just kind of discuss or think about.
Yeah, I personally have a hard time determining whether it's the right fit for the community or not. And what it comes down to is really looking at the details of the development plan, and that's where I have the greatest objection. Because the community is trying to reshape its character from an automobile-based, no pedestrian rights community to a pedestrian-focused community where people have a sense of neighborhoods and areas that they can get to easily. A lot of the residents here bemoan the loss of all of the individual stores that used to exist in Alloway. And in a sense, this kind of brings back that characteristic of the individual store. It's a small footprint.
I thought you were making my argument for me.
but it's in the wrong spot.
Where would you rent like a supermarket?
It needs to be up next to Webster. So that if someone's walking down the sidewalk, they can easily walk into the building instead of walk through this area of pavement to have to get to it. So it's really the character of the development that bothers me more than exactly what it is. I don't see this. I mean, if there's a higher and better use, this, you'll sell the land as soon as you can, you know, or come in with a different development. This is not substantial construction by any means.
So how much money would substantial construction be on a 2-acre site?
I would say, well, I'm an architect.
Yeah,
all right, but I would say you could put a nice 3-story mixed-use development in here.
And how many of those do we have along Webster and Callaway?
We don't have any, but I'm just saying at some point a higher and better use may come in, and at that point you would see the financial reason behind it and make a switch. So I'm not concerned about that, but I am concerned about the character that it presents, you know, in the future. Now, if this were being built at a you know, interchange on a limited access highway, yeah, it's probably fine. But in the middle of an older suburban community, I think it misses some important points about providing for different modes of transportation and different ways that people can access the convenience store part of it, and trying to find a way to make the gas station part a little secondary and visually.
So if we could do that, if we could turn around going backwards, if we turn around going sideways, we'd do that. But since we can't, I think I went through that, and so then you'd have to vote against it. And I do understand that people will vote against it, and that's just the way it is. I just want you to think about this, you know, so sometimes a girl goes to the dance, and they think they're more pretty than the other girls, so nobody asks them to dance, and then 40 years later, they're living alone with their cats. And that's the way sometimes development works. If we think we have something that's way better than it is, it'll stay vacant for a very, very long time. And I know this. I develop a lot of property, and sitting on vacant property that you're not selling is very painful. You know, we're sitting on about $20 million vacant property right now for development projects that I put together. And, man, it's painful selling property. And then what happens is I've got some property where I wanted CVS. I'm going to sell it to a dollar store. And I missed the boat in 2008 when the economy was hot. And we sat on it through the recession. Now we're back and there's no retailers, and so I got fell sell to a dollar store. And, you know, that's an analogy. I think the economy's going to stay good, and I think that Webster's going to be great. I don't know that for sure. And so that's the decision you guys have to make. I'm trying to be as honest as I can and not arrogant or anything, but it's going to sound that way because I'm just telling you this, what I have experienced. That you may not think it's the very best thing, but then we have to look at it. It's the very best thing that we're going to get now, and then will this be a vacant piece of property 4 years from now? And then will we finally say, oh, okay, we can't get that, so we're going to go for something lesser? And that's the decision you guys have to make. And so, you know, the concept things that you discussed, those are actual, literal, and those are ones that I would say, yeah, I mean, those are real concerns. Those are not based on competition. They're not based on being unfair. Those are real and accurate concerns that you really can't argue against.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the issue is we don't see why your other plan won't work, and you're not doing a very good job of explaining it. So if you say that you did study a different orientation for the major features of the development, and you found that they wouldn't work, that this is the only one, it would be helpful to see what those are.
Put a higher retaining wall. But so if we would do that, put in a higher retaining wall probably would make it work. Mm-hmm.
You don't have a section through the site to
explain
up all of that?
I hate to go through all that work and then just get a no vote from you anyways, but if we could turn that sideways and have it face south, would that be a yes vote from you?
I'm not sure what you mean by making it face south.
I think
we're asking, and one of the major points of the planner's comments, was to get the convenience store portion up close to Webster.
Yeah, I don't think we can do it. But if we could do it, I'd hate to go through all that and just say, yeah, we agree to launch anyways. So this is the PDD. And as we discussed over here, this is the PDD. If we got approval from the PDD and say, we want you to really prove that you can't go in sideways, or show us what it looked like going sideways, So we can bring them both back, and you can say, okay, yeah, we think it's going to be harder to do one sideways, and it's going to be more expensive, but that's what we want you to do. Then we're really going through the true PDD here and not getting into the finals. But that gets back to one of my first comments. If in the end you really don't want this use here, just hurt my feelings now, don't hurt it later, and then it'll be better for the diocese, it'll be better for us to know ahead of time. Because I think everybody kind of really already knows, is this something we want here? And so if the PDD is approved to move forward, then we can tweak on it. And then if we just absolutely don't work with you, then you really should vote against us. But if we can make it work and face south, it's a better operation for us. That's how we wanted to do it to begin with. So if we can face the gas south towards St. Joseph, which we see as long-term the full access point, that's going to make a better traffic flow for us for the next 30 or 40 years, and it does get us closer to the road. So we wanted to do that. And we can show you the two different concepts with that. You know, it'll cost us, you know, whatever it costs to do the civil engineering, and to do the cross sections on it. We put them on color, you know, for you to take a look at. We'd sure like to know that it's a process that you want to see us move forward through if we're going to do that.
Other comments?
Did you have anything, Chris?
Oh, I always have stuff. I guess just a question for Trevor. First of all, looking at our comprehensive plan, is part of this property, it is tax exempt right now? Trevor?
Well, it's kind of complicated how it's laid out. Because the new property, as you see it, is essentially what was three separate parcels. There are portions of three different parcels. I believe two of those parcels do pay taxes and one does not, but I'm not entirely sure on that.
Okay, so I'm just looking at there might be a benefit, but it may not be as big of a benefit, because that's one of the challenges that we've talked about in our comprehensive plan update, is looking back at the tax exempt in the village of Alloway and how we were at 30%, and getting things on the tax roll isn't a benefit when you look at all the different tax exempt properties. I guess one of the things, if we don't look at switching the building site, how would a bicycle or pedestrian get and access this store? I guess how would they get to the building from where it's located? It's one of those things that our comprehensive plan, I mean, this is our TIF district. There is the Fox River Trail that's not too far away. We're having discussions about updating our bicycle and pedestrian plan. We were talking about in the future looking at maybe sidewalks on both sides of St. Joseph. And like some of the others on the Planning Commission said, our goal is it just to have this for cars. And I know that might be a principal amount of people, but if it is truly a neighborhood store, do you have a preferred way how you would get bicycles or pedestrians from the neighborhood into the
quick trip? That was one of the reasons that we originally had it facing south, so that we can get there. Since we do have to drive all the way around the building, any pedestrians or bicycles are going to have some place where they cross a drive lane. And preferably that's a less used driveway. So if the thing was, you probably didn't get a chance to take a look at the initial plan if you know, the grading just didn't work out, then you would have a travel lane, but a less busy travel lane to get into the store. Right now, the sidewalks, and again, this would be getting past the PDD, mm-hmm. to make mm-hmm. this more pedestrian friendly, and then that's something that could be worked on. What's the best way to make it pedestrian friendly? We should try to make them pedestrian-friendly. We put bike racks. We have places for folks to sit. And, you know, as part of LEED certification, those things are all things, too, that gain you, you know, LEED certification points. Now, we don't necessarily certify every store, but we certify, so many that it's in the millions of dollars just for millions of dollars just to get the certification certificates. So that is part of the whole LEED concept, you know, it is of sustainability. Is having those things.
I guess where I struggle is, and I've been on the Planning Commission since 2007, is we've always talked about the Webster and Riverside Corridor, and we've talked about the TIF district, and we've talked about what direction should the village set. And we've asked the board in the past, and there's been direction sometime, but now we have basically a new board. And so it's kind of interesting because it's one of our challenges, and that's why we're going through the corridor study. Like you said, what is the right fit? What is our community? What are we looking at? So it's one of those, it's an interesting, is it the right development for the right place? I mean, we've had, you mentioned, there's been a few parcels, like the old Village Hall site. It's been sitting empty for a long time. And coulda, woulda, shoulda is great, but sometimes having something develop is progress versus keeping it vacant.
I've been driving up and down since 1999 looking for a spot. I've asked him a number of times before he said, okay, I think this is a good place for us to
go. Is there any other sites that you considered in the village, or is this basically where you have, you think this is the site?
This is the site we presently have under contract, and we're, you know, into this with, you know, significant investment of time and resources. There is one I tried to buy here several years ago, but wasn't going to be sold anymore.
Anything else, Chris?
I don't.
Yeah, I'm with Chris. It's really hard because from all of the visioning and all of the comprehensive and all of the studying we're doing, that's not exactly what we would envision in that area. But that said, I also love Christmas. I get my dad there, I get my banana there, I get my onions there, and I get my egg rolls there. But that piece of property stands up in that grade that is difficult for you. Seems like it would be an asset for some other kind of development. It would sit higher up and kind of overlook the village, and I just have a hard time wrapping my mind around after that beautiful brick building that was sitting there. Not that Quick Trip isn't brick, but that it's a Quick Trip instead. I would love Quick Trip in this village somewhere, but I personally would like to see the comprehensive plan or our corridor study completed before we made any decisions on that. I'm just wondering how, you know, that's only a few months away.
Yeah, I think our contract is up in 60 days, and so, I guess what we do is if you vote this down, just terminate the contract and then wait and see what happens. But I think if you really want something different there, then you should terminate the contract, say, hey, you know, don't string it up, please deny it, mm-hmm. so that we're free in the diocese, is free to do something different. But then remember, the property has been for sale with for sale signs on it for a very long time. And so, I mean, I do understand development both from the developing end, the buyer end, but also from the developer end. And it's way easier to be a buyer than it is to be a seller. Because when you're a seller, you have high estimations of your property. When you're a buyer, you know, every donkey's got 30 teeth. And so it's hard to sell property. I've developed, you know, a 100-acre shopping center, put a Costco in the center, and try to sell my outlets. I thought that people would just come flying in, and still, it's hard. And so to sell independent freestanding lots is even more difficult. And so I'm sure that there are brokers in the area and you can talk to and say, hey, you know, what's a realistic idea of getting a, you know, a new urbanism type store in here with shops and apartments about? I think probably zero. If it would have happened, it would have happened a long time ago. There are places where that can happen, and I've certainly tried to develop one, and we've been in them, right in downtown Madison. But it's, even right down downtown Madison, it's very hard to make it work. And so I understand all those things, and so I ask you to just look at it and be realistic. If you don't want us here, just please say we don't want you here. If you're kind of on the fence, then suburban a hand or two in the bush, and you know, what are you really going to get here? How do you feel if you deny us and just we're going to take the property for a while? And all those things. You know, I hope that you both say, yeah, this is a good use, and we want to move it to the next level. Now, if you don't, I know it goes on to the village board, and you probably just go through this again. It'll be easier for me to the village board if you vote for it. If you vote against it, the village board, it would be more difficult, but I would encourage you to make a strong, clear motion one way or the other. And then if you do vote against it, you know, please give specific reasonings for that. I think that in PDD ordinance, I think probably it's something that would be required that you give specific reasons, you know, for denial. And if you could do that, then that would help me, you know, significantly explain, hey, how'd you lose that one? Well, the reasons were just spell them out. Otherwise, they're just going to say, man, you must have done a horrible presentation. And not represent it very well. But I think it's one that I would hope that she would be able to vote for. I'm getting long-winded, so I'll stop talking.
Okay. I too have concern with the gas station and how that fits into the area. I do like Commissioner Retzloff's idea that the building would be moved up closer to the street, so rather than seeing the gas canopy, you would see the building and it would blend in a little bit better, if that would be an option.
You're talking about flipping it completely 180 degrees, so the bishop looks right up at it.
Right.
And, oh, man, I'm glad he's not here. Okay.
I don't see him out there.
Okay, that would not, I don't think that'd be viable, but going sideways with it.
Okay.
Just tonight, if that would be something that you couldn't vote for, unless it goes in backwards, then I encourage you to vote for a denial, because I know that can't happen.
Did you try situating the building that way, and that it didn't work that
you
way?
You can't get the traffic to circle around. It would just be a goofy, goofy deal. So if you would have to have it in backwards, then I would ask you to please vote for a denial.
But you did say that it could possibly be situated towards the south.
That's what we had at first, and it'll be a difficult grading issue. We will end up with less stormwater. Will it be way more expensive? Will you lose the stormwater area? Can it be done? Maybe it could, maybe it can't. Will it be a compromised site with a much larger retaining wall? Yes, certainly it will be. You know, do you want a 10-foot retaining wall, 8-foot retaining wall, say 8 or 6? 8-foot retaining wall, pretty high retaining wall. 10-foot retaining wall, I think, becomes a safety issue. And so, but, you know, if that would be the direction, then we would take a kick at it and see if it can work. If it's something that we think is unfeasible, then we'll pull the plug on ourselves. But, I mean, we would look at that. I think that was probably, you know, because we want to do it to begin with. So if you say, yeah, going sideways, I think we would take a look at it. I think it would be 50-50 if we could make it work. If we couldn't make it work, we'd just say, yeah, well, I'm sorry we couldn't make it work. And then, you know, our feelings, we gave it a try, and it didn't work, and so we moved on.
And when you looked at that, how close was the building to Webster?
I'm not sure if I remember right off the top of my head. Steve, what do you think?
About 35 feet.
Okay.
So one drive lane. Mm-hmm.
And would there be a way to enhance the gas canopy, if that would be left in the front? You're showing a flat canopy. I've seen the pitched
style. Yeah, I guess, you know, we did one in a con walk, and they said, you know, if you put a roof on your canopy, then we're looking at the building and the canopy. We think, you know, we put roofs on them. I think they're ugly. I think it looks better, and I think one of the recommendations is just with brick under the canopy, you know. And so from an architecture standpoint, I think half the architects are going to say, you know, de-emphasize the gas canopy. Half of them say, put a roof on it, make it look really big. You know, putting a roof on the canopy, you know, it's steel, so there's some expense to it, about $100,000. Is that a deal killer route? No, it's not. Do we want one on there? No, I don't think it would. But I think that that's just throwing more stuff at it, to tell you the truth. But
I've seen them both ways with the new style building. I think that's the gabled roof on the canopy.
And to the extent that piling on just gets too much, that becomes unfeasible, so we understand that too. But please don't try to deny it by piling on. If you're really against it, just vote against it. We had that happen in Menominee Falls where, you know, the village president was just vehemently opposed to it, and he did a really, really dirty trick. So he got right to the end, you know, okay, we're going to approve it, and then he piled on $250,000 of cost right at the end. We didn't have a chance to say anything. Got approved, and then, you know, we went up pretty much later and just died a week before, or 5 days before, and then, okay, now we're stuck. That was a dirty trick. So if you're against it, please tell us up front, and then don't squeeze it out to the end. But if you guys know the village president from Menominee Falls, I mean, sorry for saying that, but what he did was a nasty duty trick. Please be up front. If you don't want us, just say you don't want us.
Yeah, just one more thing. With how invasive this type of development is, once it is a gas station, it will be a gas station. The adaptable reuse on these types of properties, it'll be a gas station. I don't want everyone to say always, but it's pretty probable.
That's absolutely true. You know, you look at all the little closed gas stations out there, why aren't they redeveloped? You know, why some of them stay open? It's kind of like if your farm pond's filled with junky fish, how do you get rid of them? You have to throw an organ in there. If you don't want any fish at all, you just got to kill them all. And that is one of the difficulties of our industry, is people see all the really ratty ones, and then it's not just the building, but how do you make this use-specific facility economically viable? And that's when convenience stores cut corners, and that's where the really ugly part of the convenience store industry raises its shining head, is through those facilities. And so, you know, we buy a lot of those and redevelop a lot of them. Unfortunately, they're all on little teeny sites. I wish I wish they were bigger. The last piece of property we tried to buy was a smaller community center site. We just couldn't get it put together. Somebody else did that. So, I hope I was honest enough with you and gave you the answers as correctly as I could. And we hope you let us into the alleyway.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other questions of the petition? Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Do we have a predetermined motion that we have to respond to? Or do we have to make the motion?
We could approve it or deny it, but we would also have the option to table it if we wanted them to come back with other options rather than having it go forward to the village board at this point, correct?
Correct. You could table it for a period up to 4 months. If you're going to table it, please deny it. If you're at the table, please
be honest. Okay. So then we're looking at approving it and sending it on to the village board. It's a preliminary approval or denying it. Is there anybody from the public that would like to speak? We could. Okay. Would we entertain a motion
to open
it up?
Open the floor.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Yes. If you'd like to come up and state your name and address again.
Once again, John Shearer, 22 Webster Heights Drive. I am a very enthusiastic patron of Quick Trip. But I think the criteria we need to face here in our village on any given piece of land is highest and best possible use. And I agree that property has been sitting vacant for some time after all the controversy about removing the bishop's house that was there. We are a society which is growing older. More and more people are looking for housing located closer to the center of things, and especially one-story housing with no steps. My own vision would be a 4, 5, or 6-story building on that property, all with single-floor units in it. I think the market is going to be there for it, if it's not there for it right now. And given the existence of a convenience store almost across the street, grocery stores within a relatively short distance on both sides, cops just a few miles away, gas stations we can't count, I really don't think, as much as I appreciate Quick Trip and the way they do business, that this is the highest and best possible use for that piece of property. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Barb Legan. I'm the Director of Facilities and Policies for St. Joseph's Real Estate Corporation, serving the Diocese of Green Bay. And I'm just here to say that we have taken this to our consultative boards, who have given their consent to the bishop, and he has approved this project to move forward. I work on the campus every day. I have done so for almost 10 years now. So I walk these grounds all the time, not only our grounds, but the community. And appreciate the restaurants and everything that is offered in our community. Webster Market, I do visit it. I do believe Quick Trip can offer us things more available to certainly our campus employees, that the distance of getting your car and driving to the Webster Market and such does not offer us. So I know a lot of us would be utilizing that services. We do pay taxes, so that was one of the questions mm-hmm. that came up, but I do want to set that straight. Mm-hmm. So on the vacant property of just where the Chancery Building was, we pay over $11,000 a year. Okay. And then Quick Trip is also looking at parts of the St. Joseph's property, and that's a portion of another $20,000. So we do pay taxes on those properties. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly the numbers, but I think mm-hmm. that is very close to it. And I agree, you know, definitely with our aging population, there is a need for CVRFs and housing for the elderly. I completely agree with you. We have not had anyone come forward with us for that offer. We have vacant land behind Wells Fargo. We haven't had really anyone entertaining us an offer for that anytime recent. So I do believe that this could remain vacant for quite some time, which, you know, Quick Trip, if it was on that property, would be giving the village a great deal more taxes, I'm sure. And so that's pretty much what I have to share at this time if anyone has questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else from the public like to speak on this subject?
Hello, my name is Tom Tuzek. I'm the owner of the Webster Shell gas station. And I also don't talk badly about my competition. I always say Quick Trip is a very good company. I wish I had their money. But I do disagree with them when she says it's not the government's decision to decide what should go where, let the competition decide. I feel it's exactly your decision. I don't know if you didn't. If you let everybody do what they wanted, we'd have 10 gas stations on Webster. We really don't need, you know, to have a lot of the same type of business on Webster. I know I'm not biased because I'm the owner of the store. You know, what's prevent Grand Central Station from wanting another gas station on Webster? And, you know, where do you draw the line? Where do you stop? How many of the same type of businesses you want in a corridor? I don't feel there's a need. I know that I sell my beer, cigarettes, and soda the same price that Quick Trip does. You know, I know, you know, I offer plenty of SKUs for my customers. Quick Trip does have me on a few of the fresh food items, but I feel I'm supplying a demand that our customers have. And they're not spilling out of my parking lot because they're so busy that we need another gas station. It's just a matter of cutting the pie thinner. And is that what the village and the valley wants to do? And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim Over at 2339 Oakwood Avenue. I've seen the great preliminary proposals for this site and for the corridors that include Webster Avenue and Riverside Drive, and I really like the plans that they have that they proposed for the St. Joseph Street property, including walkways through the creek back there. That was where the old Cotton House used to be. If this is approved, I would like to see some sort of connection from the properties to the rear with walking trails and maybe a bike path of some way, so that if that land is ever developed into residential housing, that the people back there can have a nice, easy access to the Quick Trip. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Tom Shireman, principal with Newmark Rub Pfeffley down in Appleton. We're the official broker of record for the diocese. I just wanted to relate, we've heard some comments tonight about highest and best use of that property. From an economic standpoint for the diocese, this is a tremendous value to them. This is a retail corridor in the village of Alloway, and as such, you know, the pricing on this property is significantly higher than what kind of property you would look at for multifamily assisted living. The pricing and value of a retail corridor, it really almost prohibits anything else but retail development to maximize the value of the property. So Quick Trip is an ideal fit for the diocese at this time. We've had this listed for a number of years, and I will tell you that there's been very little activity. We'll get a call from a guy who wants to put his tree lot on there. I mean, so to have a high-value company come into the village, I think this is a significant value to the diocese. I will also tell you, I know Hans won't toot his horn, but, you know, we're familiar with some of the other developments that they've done throughout the state. And I will tell you, they're in some high-end developments in parts of Wisconsin. You know, we've seen architectural plans. So were they, these high-end developments accept their business and their model and their architecture and they fit in very, very nicely. So 10 years from now, having a quick trip there, into U.S. Bank, again, which is next door, not a terribly high-value property for the village, but, you know, if that becomes a redevelopment, quick trip will, I think, only enhance the opportunity for somebody else to come in on a corner like that if that's available. So, just wanted to comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else from the public that would like to speak? I have a motion to close.
Move to return to orders.
Is there a second?
Second.
If all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Okay. Okay, from both sides, I personally still don't know if the gas station fits in. I like Roger's idea to bring a building closer to the street, almost to hide the canopy to help it blend, but it doesn't sound like that would be possible.
Well, again, personally, I'm in favor of a convenience store with a gas station, but not a gas station with a convenience store. Mm-hmm. So unless the developer is willing to put in the effort, the design effort, and I know it's possible. I've done very complex projects that required a lot of effort to get them to work out right. And unless they're willing to put in the effort, then I would move to deny. So that's the motion.
Is that the motion? Okay. Is there a second? There's been a motion to deny the preliminary PDD by Roger. Is there a second?
Second.
There's been a motion and a second to deny. Any discussion?
I suppose that should read that it's a recommendation to the
village
board that we should deny. Okay. That they should deny.
Any discussion?
I think for the record, I would like to know what Sherry has for discussion. So that is, as Mr. Siebel asked, that it was clearly designated if we denied, why? Because he did do a great presentation. Mm-hmm. And as stated, I don't think anyone's against a Quick Trip or a convenience store. It's more of a location issue. So if we can just recap some of our rationale for the record. I think one of the important things is that once it's a gas station, it's always a gas station. I think that's very important. I also think what I was thinking is I think that the grade, which makes it difficult for Quick Trip to use, should be advantageous for some other use. I think the street access is an issue.
And just add one more thing to that, in going through the presentations and everything else, it would have been really nice to see, you know, some data on accessibility to food and other things like that when we're basing a decision on a convenience store providing a quality for the residents to identify if that, in fact, is an area that is what they would call a food desert or lack that type of a use. And we didn't see that. And just based on maps and everything else, it doesn't appear to be one. So that's another reason why I agree with the motion.
I also don't see that it fits in with the comprehensive plan that many of our residents, and I know this commission's put a lot of time into the visioning and deciding what we want the village to look like, and I don't believe this fits with that. I also would like to see the corridor study completed before we went any further down this road.
Okay.
Was there any other? Does anybody else have anything to add to that? I think it would be important to capture.
No, I agree that we should capture those issues so that the village board is aware of the criteria we're considering. So, and you have a list of items. Could you read those?
Once a gas station, always a gas station. The grade, the street access, data on accessibility to food, doesn't fit in with the comp plan, and would like to see the corridor study completed before considering putting a Quick Trip there.
Okay. I would suggest that we remove once a gas station, always a gas station. I think that's true with old technologies of fuel storage, but the newer technologies and the requirements for environmental requirements to contain the fuel and to keep it from being lost or spilled kind of have mitigated those issues. So, but I do think it's very important that, at least from my point of view, that the convenience store be accessible immediately off of Webster. That the first thing you get to is a convenience store. The second thing you get to is the gas station, the pumps, and the canopy. So inverting the plan would be an essential aspect of developing the property.
Maybe just to expand on that first one a little bit, and with respect, I do agree that technology has improved, but the footprint of a gas station type development on 2 acres is very cost prohibitive to redevelop. So if there's a way to word that, not always a gas, not once a gas station, always a gas station, but in a sense, with that type of footprint, with those outbuildings, with that car wash, with that canopy, with that convenience store, with all those buildings and situated the way they would be, it is very prohibitive to future redevelopment for any kind of retail use.
The motion to recommend denial to the village board for this preliminary PDD. It was seconded. Other discussion? All those in favor?
Is there any other discussion? I didn't want to cut into that.
Okay.
I guess where I'm struggling with this is I've been poring over the comprehensive plan and looking back from the August 12, 2002 issues, and there's a full audience that attended, and some of the things that are being discussed tonight meet some of those top issues that were identified by the community. So I'm troubled by this because on one hand, there's some things this plan doesn't meet our comprehensive plan, but other things it does. So it's not fair to say it doesn't meet our comprehensive plan. Some things, village number two issue, the village should promote development which generates a stronger tax base while maintaining the current low tax rate. And what I'm struggling with is the grade of the site, that it's been vacant for a long time. Is it, I mean, in a perfect world, is it what I would want? No, but I'm trying to look at our comprehensive plan. And is it something, I mean, unless the village board gives us direction and says, in our TIF district, this is all that we want looked at, I'm struggling with just saying it doesn't meet our comprehensive plan after reading through pages 11 and 12. And that's why I've been silent on some of the other...
So I would accept adding that it doesn't, to our list of criteria, that it doesn't meet the comprehensive plan.
Well, some things it does.
Some things it does, but qualitatively there are distinct elements missing from the development.
So it meets two and it doesn't meet four, you know?
So.
Or the spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or the spirit of the comprehensive plan, that's
that,
true.
So.
Is there any other discussion?
Well, it is a really tough thing to call because we have our village property sitting there empty for how many years now? And you know, who knows what's going to happen with it. It's really a tough thing to call. What's going to happen in the future is essentially what you're saying. Is someone really going to come here and want that plant for something else? But that is a nice piece of property, and we had that beautiful aesthetic building there. And then to go from that beautiful building that people wanted to save, and we had all these people in here a few years ago trying to save that property, to go from that to a gas station, it kind of hurts what the village is, I think. That's hard to move from that aesthetic building to...
Well, but before, I mean, there was a nice old house to look at, but it wasn't accessible to anybody. I mean, who went into it?
I was in it several times.
But it's not something you can just walk over and hang out, you know?
No, I understand. But aesthetically,
you know, if there were another convenience store on Webster, we're starting to add little elements of retail that they're getting closer together, and there's more reason for someone to go locally rather than drive to the pier or Eshwab or someplace else, you know. The problem is we could let, by doing, accepting the plan the way it is, we're just letting it become a suburban strip, which
we don't want
to have happen, so...
Anything else? Okay, so again, we have a motion and a second to recommend denial of the preliminary PDD to the Village Board for the Quick Trip development. Last chance. Any other discussion? Okay. All those in favor of denying, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
No. One no.
Okay. Nay? No. One no. So the motion is approved to recommend denial to the Village Board. Okay. And the next item on the agenda is our next meeting date is April 27th, and that will be a joint meeting with the Village Board, correct? To take a look at the corridor study. And I don't know if we'll have anything else. We will have the bike ped information.
We should have that.
Okay. And that was the information from the county, correct?
Good.
Is there anything else that anybody wanted on the agenda for the next meeting? Okay, and we just have the two items for the agenda for next month. And I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mm-hmm.
A motion is done. Okay. And a second to adjourn. Any discussion? None. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.